Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So here is how our combine, our 6'10 combine is going to lay out here. Our in-office combine is going to lay out the rest of the show.
Okay.
So far, the scorecard on this show looks like this. Rich, 2 minutes and 13 seconds for the cone drill.
Okay.
Sean, incomplete. Ted, incomplete. Because Ted and I both...
Mine's under petition, though.
I would file a protest if I were you, because I don't think you were totally cheating. I've definitely cheated. I filled up a coffee cup with water because I didn't know how to work a coffee machine.
That's an incomplete.
That's, mea culpa. I legitimately cheated. Yeah. So we're going to do the 40-second hot take here. The other three events we have to do are the 40-second hot take. We're going to do that here. The 60-second live read. And then the hot take tweet. And in all three of these, we're going to be given a topic randomly by our producer, Brian McDonald, in which we need to execute either a 40-second hot take here shortly. Next hour, we'll probably do the live read. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll do the tweet. So that's what we've got going on. That's how it's laid out the rest of the show.
Cool.
Who would like to go? B-Mac, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay. Who would like to go first?
Doesn't matter to me.
Go ahead, Rich.
Okay, sure.
Rich is batting lead. It's like the honor system, Rich. You just won the last hole, so you tee off first.
All right, so he's going to say one word to me, and I'm going to have 10 seconds?
No, it's a topic. You'll have 10 seconds to formulate your thought, and then you got to go.
Okay, so if you want to fire away, B-Mac, with the topic.
Rich, your topic is Houston's new Overwatch esports team, the Houston Outlaws.
An esports team? Okay. Rich, when was the last time you played a video game?
Waiting for the first time.
Okay. Wow, really? You never played Atari back in the day?
No, I thought you meant like this.
No, not like the ones you're about to talk about in 4 seconds here.
Right.
Oh my God. All right, Rich, you ready to go?
Of course.
Okay. And do we have a timer or anything?
40 seconds. I'll be timing back here, yeah.
Okay, and B-Mac, the other shows were playing like music underneath while we were doing it. It made it a little more peppy. You know what I mean? Okay. Or it makes it sound like the Grim Reaper's about to walk in the room and slice our heads off. All right, Rich, go ahead.
The Houston Outlaws are an American professional Overwatch esports team that currently competes in the inaugural season of the Overwatch League. The Outlaws are one of 12 founding members and were the 8th franchise to have their branding officially revealed. Members of the team include Matt Diaz from the United States, Jiri Masalin from Finland. They're team members from Sweden, Belgium, and Canada as well. Was that 40 seconds?
Yeah, but Rich, that's not a high take. Wikipedia. That's you reading their wiki page.
Well, then I guess I won't score well in this event.
Oh, my God. It's a hot take. Rich Lord move ever.
And you still got 10 seconds.
Keep reading, Rich.
How do you think they're going to do this year, Rich?
Let's see.
That was awesome.
All right, I love it. Way to go, Rich.
Rich read the wiki page. That's as hot as it gets.
Sizzling. Who's judging this,
by
the way?
That was awesome.
Doesn't matter who's judging. That was a complete failure.
Of course it was.
All right. Ted, would you like me to go?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
Ted once tanked a workout.
Oh, yes, anyway. I did for the Bengals.
All right, let's do this.
All right, Sean, your topic is Roger Federer.
Federer. Okay. Geez. Okay. Okay, I have to the bottom of the hour here. All right. 3, 2, 1. I find Roger Federer to be one of the great athletes of this millennium. It's unfortunate, though, that nobody gives a crap about tennis. I get beaten over the head all the time by these people trying to sound smart about tennis and trying to inject their arguments, trying to inject Federer's name in there with the likes of Brady and LeBron.
Yeah.
If a tennis tournament happens and nobody's watching, does it really happen?
Good call.
If a tree falls in if Roger Federer falls in the woods, does anybody care? Does anybody know? So great. Federer won a bunch of tennis tournaments. Big deal. Half of them happen in the middle of the night anyways. The only people up watching are freaks and stoners. So Roger Federer, you can stick it.
Boom.
You stuck it. 40 seconds on the nose. Dot.
Nice. Nice job.
Very nicely done.
All right. What is mine?
Ted, you ready?
Not really.
Ted
can
is
sense
dreading
the
this.
Dread in your voice.
Good God. Here we go.
All right, Ted, your topic is the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race at Las Vegas, Sunday, March 4th.
Monster Energy? What is it?
Wikipedia he's doing what I two? Did. He's Googling
Monster
it.
Energy.
Four, well, these guys three, laying down and what? Reading Wiki two. Pages.
Well, he gets 10 seconds.
The right. Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race at Las Vegas, Sunday, March 4th.
All right. The NASCAR Monster Energy race in Las Vegas is the best race on the NASCAR series by far because it's in Las Vegas. It's in Las Vegas. And if you've ever been to Las Vegas, you would know that it is the most amazing place in the world. You can see the most incredible race car race ever and go to the Spearmint Rhino as well. You can go to the there's so many places to go. There's European pools in Las Vegas. There's great shopping, there's great golf, and there's great racing in Las Vegas. But when you go to watch the Monster Energy race in Las Vegas, make sure you go to the most amazing place not named Disney World, and that is Spearmint Rhino.
I feel that was more a live read for the Spearmint Rhino than it was a hot take.
A Monster Energy race in Las Vegas? What the hell?
At least you didn't read the Wikipedia page, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Rich comes in last.
Rich rattling off the names of the people on the team.
Who's judging this event?
I am in your last, Rich.
All right.
Well, you won the first one, so there you go, man.
Yep. So, did I win that one, B-Mac?
Oh, yeah, hands down.
Is it because I finished it with telling everybody to stick it?
Well, yours was really the only hot take.
Yeah.
Ted's was more of a live read for the Spearmint Rhino.
It was a hot take. It was the best race of all the races. That was my hot take.
He did use an extreme adjective in saying that something is the best.
Yes.
And that's
a hot take.
It's like 70% of the way there to a hot take. If you say something is either the best or the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least I haven't been DQ'd in an event.
Here we go.
I almost feel like reading the Wikipedia page should be a DQ in a hot take contest. That's the equivalent of putting water in a coffee cup.
That's a good thing you're not judging.
We'll find out. Let's see. I thought
Laura was the judge or Ryan was the judge.
Well, may I say, if Laura Reynolds
were here right now,
she would have been ashamed of your blatant Wikipedia reading as your hot take.
Oh, well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.